at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Raven and Tim Hines. Tim, first of all, tell me what you do for Raven.
I lead the product management team for Raven in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Well, as probably people can hear, it's a very busy second day of the show. One of the things I'd love to talk about, Raven has recently won some pretty significant awards for some of your products. I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about the award and the product that was for.
Yeah, at the ASABE Awards Show, or there's a conference here in conjunction with the Louisville Farm Show, we won four AE50 awards, so three for Raven products, but then also a fourth through the Unverfirth U-Harvest product. So we won awards. They're called AE50 awards. We won them for SmartTrax MD, for our multi-hybrid planter, and also our Viper 4.
Wow. That's a significant accomplishment for one company, especially in the precision area.
Yeah, especially as an independent precision ag provider, we're the only company that won that many awards. And we're getting awards alongside the likes of John Deere, Case IH, you know, some of the big, the large companies in agriculture. So we're very honored.
Some people might think Raven Industries is a pretty good size company because your precision area, especially the slingshot portion, really has been growing a lot here in the last couple of years, it seems like.
Yeah, the slingshot's one of the product lines we unveiled here at Louisville quite a few number of years ago, and there's a lot of momentum towards a lot of the online, the cloud computing. There's a lot of buzzwords going on, and we've been doing that for quite a few years now. So,
well, I know because I was at a MapShots customer conference a week ago. You're very open to working with other companies in terms of integrating a lot of these services or products you have with others.
Yeah, absolutely. We want Slingshot as an open but controlled platform. We partner with a lot of independent software companies via our API, but there's also a lot of functionality through our Slingshot portal. And so if you don't have a certain software, we've got a lot of functionality you can leverage through there.
Well, speaking of awards again, I understand you've also won, and will be presented here, a Finovation Award from Farm Industry News.
That is correct. Also on our multi-hybrid planter technology. We did a collaboration with South Dakota State University and Pioneer Seeds to do some of the concept testing, you know, the trial plots. We also just had a press release or just announced the collaboration with Kinsey as well and Beck's Hybrid Seeds. So we're currently testing some of that technology through them. So we're looking forward to seeing where that goes and bringing something to the market there.
It may seem obvious, but I'll ask it. How important do you see this ability to do multi-hybrid planting kind of like simultaneously through the field?
Well, we've been doing variable rate technology for years now. And when you talk about that, it's hard to understand or for producers to really just get variable rate. What do I need to do? How do I do it? When you talk about changing hybrids, that's something that's more intuitive to them. They understand their fields. They know, okay, I'd rather plant this type of hybrid here in the good lands. I'm going to put a more offensive hybrid in that other areas that don't do so well. I don't want to put that kind of. I want to put a more defensive hybrid. So, to growers and producers, multi-hybrid more than variable rate. They get that. They understand that. So,
okay. Well, exciting technology coming out because some of what we discussed here is brand new and will be just hitting the fields, I guess. All right, well, thank you very much. That is Tim Hines. We are here at the Raven booth where they say Precision Simplified. You can probably see that through my glass, which we are doing this with glass, by the way, speaking of new technology. Again, thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate the opportunity. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.